I'm Gary Schnitke. I'm a farm management specialist in the Department of Ag and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois.
Moving into December, a lot of farmers have been paying attention to if there will be a second trade mitigation payment from USDA because of the tariff and trade uncertainties for U.S. farmers. What's the latest, Gary, as far as the sign-up period, what you're hearing, and what you expect to see?
Yeah, the market facilitation program is ongoing. There is a first payment announced, and farmers and landowners, share rent landowners, have until January 15th to complete the sign-up for that program. Here in early December, December 5th, USDA will announce whether there will be a second market facilitation program payment, and if we hear that announcement, all the individuals that signed up for the first payment will also get a second payment.
There has been a lot of discussion from several of the different commodity groups that the current rates aren't really enough to make an impact on farmers and aren't representative of some of the trade damage done. Can you walk us through some of those commodities and what they have announced and what kind of impact that could make for farmers?
Yeah, so there's a market facilitation program has been announced for 8 commodities. The one that's getting the largest payments is soybeans. So far, for every bushel of soybean produced in 2018, producers will get a payment of 82.5 cents per bushel. That's the first payment. There may be more in the second payment. Other commodities include corn, and they get a 0.5 cent of payment. So you can see there's a big disparity between corn and soybeans, with corn getting a 0.5 cent versus 82.5 cents for soybeans. Corn producers have complained, and probably rightfully so, that their payment is low compared to soybeans. Other commodities include cotton, dairy, fresh sweets, cherries, pork, shelled almonds, sorghum, and wheat. And the big commodity, though, is soybeans, probably followed by hogs, which is a $4 payment per head.
Taking into account those rates, what kind of impact could it have to the farmer that really is struggling financially?
Yeah, so Midwest farmers that raise soybeans will get a considerable payment. For example, 82.5 cents per bushel. If we have a 64 bushel yield, which happens to be the average for Illinois, that payment comes in at just over $50 per acre. So that $50 per acre is a big deal. It will make the difference between profitability and unprofitability on those soybean acres. If we're looking at a typical commercial farm in Illinois, which would be about 1,500 acres, that payment would add about $40,000 of income to that farm. And again, that's substantial. It will help with incomes in 2018, but if the trade dispute continues longer term, that isn't and won't be total compensation for the losses that farmers will take due to this trade dispute.
How do some of those numbers compare to the economic impacts that others are coming out with that it's really caused to the market price?
Yeah, so others would say if you take a look at particularly corn and soybeans, after the announcement of trade dispute happened, basically at the end of May, prices of both commodities fell substantially. Both corn and soybeans fell about the same percentage rate. So if we're looking at 82.5 cents for corn, something in the 30-cent range for corn would seem about right. The way USDA calculated their payments, though, there had to be a direct tariff put on the commodity for there to be a loss. So we don't have a lot of tariffs on corn, much more so on soybeans, and our soybean exports are much larger than corn, so that's why that payment for soybeans corn is so much lower than soybeans.
Coming up to that December 5th announcement, any expectations what you think USDA might be doing and how much that farmers voicing their opinions on these rates could weigh into that decision?
Yeah, so USDA announced before the election that there would be a second payment, and the announcement would seem to indicate that that would be roughly similar to the first payment. So I would be expecting something similar to what happened in the first payment to be also happening in the second payment. I don't know if there will be any adjustments to the rates per crop that would require USDA to change its methodology, and it's more likely that they won't do that and just continue with the concurrent program and make a second payment.
Gary, any last thoughts to wrap us up with?
So the market facilitation program, if farmers have filled out their CC 910 forms, they will get those payments when they're announced and should have gotten most of those payments already. That will be very helpful in 2018. And I would also suggest doing some tax planning on 2018 because we're going to be getting that income as well as some other income in 2018 that maybe we should be doing some tax planning with. And again, our expectations are for a relatively good income year in 2018, partially due to market facilitation program payments and much lower incomes in 2019.